Today on The Good Stuff, Kim's going to finish her story about Dave Barry and the Thanksgiving at Arlene's house, I think it was. Wasn't it Arlene?
Well, what he's sharing is, if you have now volunteered to have it, he first compared it to Arlene's, who was phenomenal. But now he gives tips. Now, remember, the tips he gives aren't for sure firsthand because he's always in the family room watching football. That's right.
So we're going to get to that.
That's coming up.
We will get to that for you today on The Good Stuff. First, a reminder from the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board. Go to visitvalentine.com. Check out 50 things to do or more. You could probably find more than that. Planning next summer's vacation? How about a nice trip down the Niobrara Scenic River? A casual float trip on tubes, very relaxing. Or select the kayak trip, which is a little more work, but still a lot of fun. Go to visitvalentine.com.
It's time to get a subscription of TSLN, that's Tri-State Livestock News, if you're not already receiving it. Or wait a minute, what about a great gift for a friend or a family member? Tri-State Livestock News comes weekly, and it includes everything you're looking for ranching world, local, national, international livestock industry news, livestock auction reports, and it goes on. The list is huge. Tri-State Livestock News covers it all. Check them out, tsln.com, to subscribe.
All right, we were kind of talking about Thanksgiving, a column from Dave Barry that you were sharing with us about people stepping out there to host the family gathering.
That's right. First, of course, he shared the incredible meal that he had had at his friend's Arlene's, and that's what their family always did. And then he goes on and talks about, if you have decided to host this year, he gives some tips. Now, remember, as we said at the beginning of the program, Dave Barry never did this. He was always in the family room watching football, but he doesn't hold him back. He still gives tips. So he's already talked about buying the turkey, but when you get the turkey home, you should thaw it completely by letting it sit on a standard kitchen counter at room temperature for one half of the turkey's weight in hours, or roughly 19 weeks. If you see spiders nesting in your turkey, states the Turkey Manufacturers Association, you waited too long. Again, this is from Dave Barry. I'm not sharing this information. Once the turkey is defrosted, you simply cook it in a standard household oven at 138.4 degrees centimeter for 27 minutes per pound, 29 for married taxpayers filing jointly. Add 4 minutes for each 100 feet of your home's elevation above sea level, which you should determine using a standard household sextant. Inspect the turkey regularly as it cooks. When you notice that the skin has started to blister, the time has come for you to give your guests a message they've been eagerly awaiting. Run! Because you left the plastic wrapper on the turkey and it's about to explode, spewing out flaming salmonella units at the speed of sound. As you stand outside waiting for the fire trucks, you should take a moment to count your blessings. The main one, of course, is that you will definitely not be asked to host the big family Thanksgiving dinner next year. But it's also important to remember, as our pilgrim forefathers remembered on that very first Thanksgiving, that two excellent names for rock bands could be the turkey spiders and the flaming salmonella units. Dave Barry. Interestingly enough, he put that together in 1998. Remember the 1900s?
Back in the last century, right?
Yeah.
Here's some psychology facts for you today to think about, especially it's kind of interesting as we're around a lot of different people for the holidays here. If a person starts shaking their leg while sitting, they are intelligent.
Oh, I like that one. That's good.
If you talk to your pet like a person, it means you have a big heart. If you are being messy, that is a sign of a creative brain at work.
Oh, very good.
Okay. If a person talks to themselves often, then they have a sharp mind and deep thoughts.
Oh, that's interesting.
Not sure where these all came from.
I was just going to ask you what the source of this vital information is.
Facebook.
Oh, very good. There you go. Probably is.
Now, here's a good one for you. If someone prefers staying quiet in a group, they are usually the smartest observer.
Ooh.
If someone laughs at dark humor, they have a high IQ and advanced thinking skills. And people who overthink often are more empathetic and creative. So some things to think about there from some psychology facts today. And if you have something to share, especially as we get toward the next holiday season is upon us here, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and be sure to include the author if you know who it is. Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.